Blog Talk Radio.
Motion to everyone. Welcome to the original thought transmission. We're going to have our readings tonight. That's past, future, and present reading, present life readings. And before I get in, I have to bring about the supreme inner higher self and allowing all degrees to channel to my most highest degree, and once again, giving all the divine greetings, timeless motion. All right, we had a couple of people on a little earlier. We'll start off tonight with area code 956.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted a reading as far as what you can tell me as far as my future to in the next 3 months or so? Or any...
Next 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
What's your
Can
name
she repeat that? Is that okay?
Is what I should expect in the next 3 months as far as changes in my life and stuff like that.
Okay.
Either personal or work-related.
And your name and where are you from?
My name is Tony and I'm from Texas.
Texas, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I'm picking up, you said Tonya?
Tony, T-O-N-I.
Tony, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you need to smile more, okay? Even if it's just to look in the mirror, you have to smile more. It's like I see you kind of have your face scrunched up a lot lately, and I don't know what's going on in your personal life or even on the job, and maybe that's even prompting you to ask the question because maybe you're not finding happiness and fulfillment, you know, in those areas that you're asking for, but you need to smile more. And I'm talking about that internal smile,
mm-hmm.
that one that shines through from the inside, not just the mask that we sometimes wear, but, you know, smile more. And as you begin to start smiling more and just watch your face, just watch how it looks, watch your eyes. Be aware of your thoughts as you're looking at yourself smiling in the mirror, okay? Be aware of the things that come into the front of your mind and begin to deal with those inner issues as you smile. If something pops in your head negative, looking at you smile, go in and attack those thoughts and begin
mm-hmm.
speaking good things over yourself. Whether it be your job, whether it be relationships, whether it be family. Okay? So that's what
okay.
I would say that is your assignment for the next 3 months. You know,
mm-hmm.
since you answered 3 months, is to go ahead and do that. I would, you know, I would do it daily. Just smile in the mirror and then begin to focus and think, you know, look over those thoughts that you're having. And watch as you do that. Watch those areas of your life begin to even change without you even really lifting a finger.
Mm-hmm.
The thought process in your mind is very powerful. Very, very powerful, a positive thought. What you think about that, Supreme?
Yeah. I sense she's very patient, very... calm and sort of submissive individual, you know, more like of a humbleness, you know. She gives more than she receives. She has a lot of great tools, although like everything else, you know, everything has to be guarded and protected in this world so that other negative energies don't attack or affect you. You're not in a relationship, correct?
Not at this moment. I do talk to
but
a gentleman,
looking.
But well, there's
you,
somebody
you want
that
one?
If it happens and it's a good one, why not?
But you want a man that's going to, you know, you'll be able to trust him with your humble side of yours, or, you know, your angelic side, more like.
Yeah.
I'm kind of humble. I'm very humble.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you, Supreme. She needs a gentleman who will respect that and not take advantage of that.
I do see a man. He is a little older, maybe a few years older than you. I do see him, and he loves your humility, and he will not betray you or affect you for that. He'll, in fact, embrace it and love it, and I see him in your future.
Could it be the father of my child?
Possibly. Is he like that?
I'm sorry?
Is he like that?
Well, I'm pregnant.
Okay. So, well, possibly. Y'all still together? Or?
No, I mean, we're not together, but we do have a civil relationship. I mean, we've always had a civil, regardless of the circumstances. We try to maintain,
okay,
you know, good in good standings because of the situation.
Well, let me ask you this. Did he treat you good? Did you like the way he treats you?
Yes,
and I'll tell you,
not
explain if that's him or not. If it's not the one, this one treats you well. So if your son or your child's father, if he's not the one that treats you well, it's not him.
Mhm. It's complicated.
Yeah, no, it's not him. Because this person's clearly somebody's going to respect you and treat you right.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's not him.
No, there's somebody else that I mean, he knows that I'm pregnant, and I was honest with him. You know what? I was in a relationship before, and this was the outcome. He was a little bit upset about it, but we still have contact, like civil, you know, friend contact. And
okay.
I feel like if him and I connect well. But
well,
it takes a lot.
You...
I know, but it takes a lot for a man to accept somebody else's child, so.
Yeah, that's why this person's going to have to love all of you. I mean, he's...
Mm-hmm.
And he's there too. He's gonna accept you, your humble nature, and everything about you, including your child or your children. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing that he's going to not love about you and treat you right.
Mm-hmm. So those are my changes in the 3 months, or that's far off in the near future.
I see it possibly happen in within the 3 months. It depends on
mm-hmm.
how bad you want it. If you want it bad
mm-hmm.
enough, you'll speed it up. You know, if you kind of play possum out there, it may take a little longer. In other
mm-hmm.
words, like if you start saying, well, and thinking to yourself, well, I want him to knock on my door, and, you know, you start getting the Prince Charming, then it may be a little while. But, you know, as they say, you know, meet somebody halfway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make the effort, and he's definitely making the effort, and you make
mm-hmm.
the connection.
Yeah. I agree. Mhm. Hopefully it's him. Well, I mean, not generally him, but just a good person that comes into my life. And it certainly has to be person I'm speaking about, but, you know, just
yeah.
someone that's understanding and just, you know, accepts what is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
just time and patience, that's all. You have a lot of that.
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks for
Good
calling.
Night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. Area code 805.
Hi, my name is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Good,
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. Yeah, my question is pretty much I wanted to know if a relationship's coming in for me. I would like to get married at some point, and I wanted to know what you're picking up on this.
First thing I'm picking up is there's a particular person in your mind?
No.
You've been thinking
I
about lately?
No, I'm not. I don't know any. I'm not in a relationship.
Okay. I don't mean a relationship, but just someone who you thought about.
There was a fellow that I met online, and we talked on the phone, but we never met.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
This I see you're thinking of somebody, and it could be in the days to come, but it's going to be somebody who you're going to be thinking about heavily, and you're going to want them really, really bad. You're going to want them really, really bad, okay? But they're not going to be the one. You're going to have to move on to the next. So you're going to have to know when to let go of that. But it's going to seem, it's going to look right. It's going to, he's going to smell right. He's going to look right. You're almost going to obsess about him in your mind. And I don't mean that you're going to actually be talking with him all the time, but it's like, you know, those thoughts, he's going to be coming into your head a lot, and you're going to have to figure out how to kind of overcome that. He might be the first one that comes along that you really, really like, and, you know, just be mindful and not just follow your heart, but also your mind. It's going to be a test for you to actually reject what you really, really want, you know, and kind of go maybe with someone unexpected, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting time for you, though. What do you think, Supreme?
Yeah, oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did kind of see somebody. Are you talking to someone that you're interested in right now?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not really interested in them unless they're really into me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, I've talked to someone on the phone, but I don't know. It just didn't really go anywhere.
Okay. What are you looking for?
Well, I'd like, you know, mostly companionship and, you know, I guess, also, you know, love relationship and, you know, someone to spend the rest of my life with. I'm up there now. I'm 61, so.
Yeah. I sense that's potentially there, but you're very busy. What are you doing that's so busy? Why are you always on the go?
Oh, I don't work or anything. I just go visit my brothers and sisters and, you know, just get in the car and go.
So even though you don't work or you're retired, your time is still kind of short for a relationship, you would think? Just a little bit?
No, I mean, if I was in a relationship, then I'd stay home more.
Well, I'm not saying if, I'm saying right now. I mean, do you spend much time at home right now?
No.
If somebody was to reach you, try to call you all the time, you know, they wouldn't be able to reach you, correct?
Oh, no, I always have my phone.
Oh, okay, but a cell phone, but I mean, okay. Well, you're always on, you're a go-go, right? You're always on the go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I sense that there is someone there, possibly if you slow down a little bit. It's just that it's kind of difficult for that person to be into your life and in your aura.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your energy's moving so fast. That and they're going to be kind of slow moving. In other words, they're not going to be on the go all the time like you. So you're going to have to do quite a bit of adjusting to kind of, I guess, for you guys to kind of make it work between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And
if
you are,
and that's what I saw.
Yeah.
And that's what I saw. Like I said, there's going to be somebody else who's going to seem like they have it all together. They're going to look right. They're going to smell right. They're going to speak your language. It's going to seem, and you're going to think about them a lot. But I said that there's going to be that unexpected person. And it was almost as if you really didn't see them, this other person that's kind of been there. You really didn't recognize them. So once that other person comes, you'll be able to actually appreciate the one that was kind of there, that, as Supreme said, is a little bit more slowed down. You know, you didn't really notice him.
Okay.
So but it's going to take that other person. Yeah, it's going to take that other person to almost get you to kind of slow down and see this guy. It's going to take you rejecting the first one, kind of, the one that's, you know, looking right, smelling right, saying everything right, the one you're kind of almost obsessing over in your mind. it's going to take you to kind of almost, reject him. And then that's when you'll see this other guy who even Supreme says he sees, who the unexpected one, the one that's slower, the one that at first you might have missed him. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Okay, then something
kind
will develop.
Kind of reiterating what Supreme said. Mm-hmm.
And then something will develop with that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
It's going to take work, like Supreme said. It's going to take work.
Yeah.
It's exciting, though. It's exciting.
Yeah, you just have to slow down so the individual can catch up with you. Because right now, he can't. He's not going to be able to catch up.
Right.
Keep up,
yeah.
I'll say.
Right.
So you might.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'll be able to do that. So down the line, there will be marriage of some sort, you think?
I don't look that far.
Okay.
Is that what you would like?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, of course, it would take, you know, quite a bit of those beginning adjustments, like we just mentioned, just to get you on just a basic relationship. Now, if you do that, and you all become very compatible with each other and enjoy each other's company and presence and develop a spiritual connection, something more in-depth than just, you know, your physical presence. I can see that developing. But like what was said, everything takes work and everything is in due time. What you put in, you'll receive out of it. So if you really want that and you're willing to put the proper attention and energy into that, most definitely, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
In other words, you still control that destiny. It's still within your hands to a degree.
Okay. And who knows later on. You know, I think that I want marriage, but who knows? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Maybe I don't. Who knows until you're in the relationship and you like the person that much on a full-time basis, you know? Kind of, Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Anything else?
Just wanted to know, do you see a little part-time job coming in for me?
Part-time job. Well, you definitely have the energy for it. let's see, part-time. Where are you from?
California.
Okay. Yeah, I see a little part-time work.
You do?
Are you interested in working for maybe friends or family, or are you looking to work for like a business, actual business?
Just like maybe taking care of elderly people or something like that.
I see you possibly working with people that you already know.
Oh, okay.
On a part-time
yeah.
business level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that would be good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's nothing like family, friends, or relatives helping each other out or assisting one another. That's always great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, super. Oh, good. Well, everything looks good then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing and keep happy thoughts and happy vibrations, and you can only receive what you perceive.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was very nice. I really appreciate it.
Well, likewise. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
For calling me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, area code 202.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
well,
wonderful.
How are you
how
doing?
About yourself?
Good. Well, I'm okay. I'm good. I have a question about my relationship. I thought I was in a very good relationship, and just recently he told me that he was seeing things very differently, but he was trying to decide whether he wanted to continue with the relationship or not. And between the two of us, we have 7 children. I have 5 years too. And I guess I want some clarity about what is really the underlying issue here. You know, what is the real underlying issue that are actually getting in the way?
Yeah, well, the first thing, you're in distress right now. So it's okay to even admit that you're in distress. Emotionally, it's okay to admit that, you know, especially in a situation like this, we ask you how you're doing. You don't always have to say I'm well. You know, sometimes it's okay to say, okay, this is big and it's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah.
And start working on you. I will say this. You don't need him. Okay? So if you decide to stay in the balls and you're putting the ball on his court, you know, it is what it is. It's your decision. But at the end of the day, you can handle things on your own. And ideally, of course, since you said there's children involved, ideally it would be best to be with him, but I don't like that whole, let me make a decision if I want to stay here or not, while you wait around and wait for him to accept you or reject you.
Reject me, yeah.
You know, you're waiting for that moment. And whatever it is, whatever you decide to do, just understand that you have the ability to create a positive outcome, whether you guys stay together or whether you're away from him. You have to understand that within yourself. You have to pull within yourself, whereas you relied on him for so long in the family life to determine who you are. Now's the time for you to discover who you are outside of that. And I'm talking about whether you stay with him or you're not. You've got to do that. That's important, even in healthy relationships. It is important for you to know who you are.
Yep.
Don't wait for him to determine who that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's for you to do. This is your life. At the end of the day, you're born alone. You're going to die alone.
Mm-hmm.
And just as your children, I'm not sure if they're young children or they're older children, but they're watching you, they have a past as well. So they're going to see how you handle yourself in this situation, even if you guys are not telling the children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're still aware, and they're watching how you handle yourself. And how old are you?
I'm 42.
Yes, it's time for you to find yourself. You make this an opportunity to find yourself before any more time has passed. Tomorrow's not promised, you know.
Yeah, I totally understand. I totally understand exactly all this is about, because, you know, I came to the relationship with 5 and he came with 2, and it was very clear. It was made clear before we even chose to have one. So, you know, prior to him, I really stayed clear out of relationship for 7 years to kind of just clear myself out and to get an understanding of self. And I think for the most part, I have been I've been crystal clear about what it is I'm truly about, my wishes, my wants, my understandings, and even my shortcomings. And
I know that I have been. I know that I've been upfront. So that's, and I believe that he has been as upfront as he could possibly be. But there are parts to his story that are missing. You know,
I mean, he's been upfront, but it takes also in a relationship a certain level of loyalty. So I can be upfront with you, being my friend all you want. Like, hey girl, I talked about you with this person, and I'm being upfront with you. But that doesn't give me freaking brownie points, you know, because I'm telling you what I'm doing. And I was able to say what I said because I understand that you are at a certain level of understanding of self, but there's another level there's another level that you can go to, because for him to even think that it's possible to behave that way, that means that there was an area where you might have lost yourself just a little bit, you know.
Gotcha.
Because people only treat us how we allow them to treat.
Yeah.
To treat us. Supreme, did you have anything to add to that?
No, that was well
from
said.
Mel's perspective.
That was very well said. And you put a mouthful in there.
Yeah. And I'm all for families and staying together, but at a certain point, you want a healthy relationship and a healthy family. So you don't stay with it if it's unhealthy for you and if it's hindering growth, and especially, like I said before, your children are watching. They're learning from you.
I really
even his
that.
Children. He has other children outside of you. Even his children. Even his children are watching you as well. So it's a moment to shine inwardly, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be okay.
I'm very sure it's gonna be okay. Like you said, I have to admit what is and what really is. But I really hear the part about there's more, you know, in order for him to feel like he can have me linger in this space while he behaves confused about his decision, there's something that was missed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay. And I'm here to encourage you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we know things about ourselves, but sometimes we need someone else to see and to encourage us and to remind us, like, hey, you're all that.
Well,
see.
Yeah.
You're worth more than that. You don't take a gem and put it in the closet and say, you know, I'm going to go play with rocks for a little bit and I'll decide when to go get that gem. You don't do that. Not a wise person. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, I thank you because you just gave me some clarity. Mm-hmm. You really gave me some clarity. Yeah.
I hope you're encouraged as well.
Yeah, I am encouraged, and I know it's going to take time to feel that, to really feel it, but I know that the words are encouraging, and I'm just going to hold on to that.
You're not alone either.
Yeah.
You're not. You have things around you, spiritual things, spiritual family members, ancestors who are there with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I see everybody watching you, not just the children, but there's a lot of things going around you right now that are watching you in this moment, and I feel very strongly that you are not alone.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know, because I'm always calling on them.
Yeah, there's a family member there who's gone to the other side that says you're not alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have
so
an
much.
Idea of who that might be?
No.
Mm.
I don't.
You're just not. You're not alone.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's good to know. That's really good to know.
True, that news. Mm. And thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking
You're
my
welcome.
Call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Talk. I'm listening on.
Okay. All right. Very late, so we'll maybe take one or two calls or something and call the evening. You're okay with that? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm good with it.
Let's see, 504 area code. Do you have a question? Or you have something you'd like to be read?
No, I'm just listening in. Thank you.
Just listening in?
Yes.
Well, you mind if
can you go for me on hold?
You mind if I just randomly look at you, even though you're not looking for nothing particularly?
Sure.
Okay. Are you somewhere comfortable, relaxed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. If you are somewhere comfortable and relaxed, I'd just like for you to take two deep breaths and let me take a look at you.
Sure. You can go ahead.
Excuse me?
Oh, that's just waiting on me.
I can't hear you.
I thought she was waiting on me.
Am I waiting on you?
Yeah, I thought she was. Sorry.
No, I'm looking at you.
Okay.
Just relax, and if you want to, you can close your eyes. Yeah. Try to think on absolutely nothing. That's the most powerful train of thought, is when one could discipline their mind to think on the essence of everything, nothing. Let go of all those preconceived ideas and what happened yesterday and last week.
Pretty good. Go ahead, then.
Who is that? What was that? Things like that. That doesn't help. I see you just met somebody. Who is that? Is that a friend or boyfriend or who is that? You recently just met somebody.
A friend?
A friend?
Yeah.
How is that coming along for you? You excited about that? Or?
I'm excited, but he's not, like, pursuing it, so I just left it alone.
Okay. Has there been an incident recently or a while back that has made you a little more kind of uptight or a little more secretive, where you're not as opened up as you once was?
Open up how? Relationship-wise?
Just period.
Or?
I see you're very closed and secretive at this point. Not because you really want to, it's because it's more of a guard or something that you protect yourself with from the people you've associated with before.
Yeah, also with family.
Yeah. I see that too. A lot of betrayal and stuff like that around you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is good therapy for you because this allows you to kind of see a mirror more of yourself, since nobody's going to really tell you these things about you because of the betrayal or the untrustworthiness that's around you. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that you're doing, because I do see a lot of people that are around you that would like to see you hurt or affected somewhere. And the best thing to do in that type of situation is try to remove yourself from those types, so that you don't have to, you know, it's like leaving a particular, it's like leaving a particular place or area, so you don't have to look over your back, kind of say.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you just can't live like that. You know,
yeah.
That would give you a break, and that would take a lot of, you know, pressure or, I would say pressure or suspicion that you would have to have in dealing with a lot of those people.
Okay.
So,
I have a quick question.
What'd you say?
That guy you pick up, you talking about recently or a month and a half ago?
Well, just, you know, I don't know the date. It's just somebody you recently met. I just, you know, it's fresh. I mean, it could be a month ago, but it's still fresh to you. You know, maybe y'all met a month ago, but you haven't talked much, so it's still fresh in your mind. It's very fresh. You know, you all are still trying to get to know each other. So that's what I mean by fresh or recent.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for letting me take a look at you. No, you weren't looking to participate or anything.
No, I was just listening. This is my first time calling in, so I just want to get the feel of everything before I really call and ask questions. Like, have my questions already written down or whatnot.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well, if
you
have
any questions.
Do you do
dream interpretations also?
Who?
I'm sorry?
What did you say? I didn't hear the question.
My dream interpretation.
Sure.
Do you do that also?
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You do that. You got a dream? You know, what did you dream about?
About the same guy all over again, like for years. So I'm just, why is reoccurring in my dreams and whatnot? It's a very vivid dream. So it's like deja vu. Like I've been knowing him like in a past life or something. So I don't know what's going with that. So I'm just writing down, and next time I call,
So he just keeps coming up in your dream, huh? He keeps reoccurring in your dreams?
Yep. And when I don't dream about him tonight, I dream about him tomorrow night. So it's like reoccurring. Various situations, rare meetups, and whatnot, so.
Well, I don't exactly see a pastime connection, although I do see that you really want this person to be involved and you really are thinking heavily about this person. Maybe in this life you all could start something.
It's not me holding back, that's him.
Fresh.
So.
Pardon me?
I said it's not me holding back, it's just him.
It's him too. That's why he's able to come in your dreams. You both are thinking about each other very heavily. You talk a lot on the phone. Got to keep everything fresh as well.
No, we don't talk a lot on the phone. We talk a lot on Facebook. So.
Facebook. Yeah, well, you're both keeping each other at the top of your minds. No. So that's enabling you to really focus on each other.
Okay. Thank you so much for reading me.
No problem.
You can put me on mute. I'm listening in.
Okay. All right, 510 area code. You'll come on mute. Okay, that's weird.
There's a lot of background noise. Is that you, Supreme? With a fan on or something?
Kind of unsure. Let me refresh. We're having problems with area code 510 coming in, so let's let me take a look at. Oh, okay. All right, internet is. Okay, just one moment, 510. We'll get to you in a sec. You still there? Mystical.
Yes.
You still with us? Okay, let's try this again. It should work this time. Area code 510.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Hi.
Yes, I was calling to see if you see anything with my future love life. Anything possibly regarding a guy named John, or a guy named Travis?
You can start with that, Supreme.
Pardon me?
You can go ahead.
Okay. You want to know if a guy, if there's any guys named Travis or John, you said, is in your future?
Yes, come up, yeah.
Okay, one second. You like those names, huh?
Well, particularly, I've talked to both of guys who have those names, and I was just wondering if, you know, they were somehow, you know, meant to be in my life, you know, one or both in a lover fashion, so to speak. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me take a look at it for you. I need just for you to relax. Think about the most pleasant thought. You know, maybe it's a lake or a beach or maybe an experience with a loved one or a child or whatever that you can think of the most pleasant thought.
Okay.
Okay, I see you're very young. What are you? You like 19 or your early 20s?
I'm in my early 20s.
In your early 20s? Okay. I want you to be very brutally honest with me.
Okay.
Are you interested in even one of these guys in love?
Yes. Preferably Travis.
Excuse me?
Preferably, yeah, one of them, Travis. Yeah. More so.
I'm picking up very high sexual tensions. That means,
me too.
You know, you're looking for more of a sexual partner.
Yeah, me too.
But you're still young. That's not nothing bad about that.
There's nothing wrong with that, yeah.
Let's see.
Can I say something to me?
Go ahead.
I don't see you necessarily needing a relationship anytime soon right now. I see you just having fun, and that's, and like Supreme said, it's okay. And even when he said just be very honest, it's almost as if you're working against maybe what other people told you, like get in a relationship, settle down, be a good girl, you know. But you, there's some things that you have to get out there and learn. And right now, where you're at in your growth and your development, being tied down in a relationship in that manner may not even be what's best for you right now. And of course, I've been in your shoes as well. So we as women, we're going to do what we want to do. You know, we get it.
Yes.
You know, it's such a very thin line between
you know, exploring your sexuality, but then not getting caught up in relationships, especially because of stereotypes that people try to give us. You know, what people try to tell us is best for us and what we need to do as women. You know, so right now in the midst of you finding yourself, please do yourself a favor and just have fun, little sis. And don't worry so much about that type of relationship, because honestly, if you really, if you sit there and you really, really just think about it, you don't even really want it.
Yeah.
You don't want it. Be, you know, that's why Supreme said, be honest with me, you don't want it. You know, so and it's, that's okay. Right, Supreme? Can you tell her from a man's perspective? Because, you know, as women, right, we're always told that this is what we have to do, you know, go to school, get married, have the babies, you know. Maybe you can give her your perspective as being a man who understands that not everybody has the same path as, you know, what mama did or your auntie did or, you know, people like that.
Well, we're in a spiritual war, and you know, everybody has to do the best you can in life. There's nothing rosy or perfect out there in life for any of us, based on upbringing, based on what's out there in the world, et cetera, et cetera. So we have to deal with our nature and our inner wants, you know, the best we can do and deal with. We all need attention. We all need, you know, we all have sexuality. You know, we all, that's everybody. Let's say we all need sexual healing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When we get that feeling.
A suggestion that I would give you, sis, is to, in the midst of doing that, because I wish somebody would have told me this on my journey, because you remind me of myself, okay? I wish somebody would have just said, at the same time as you're being, you know, you're practicing safe sex, but at the same time, you really want to be with those men that are on a certain spiritual level, that it's not just about, you know, getting some ass or something. You know, you want quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So you're going to have to be selective, and you definitely want quality over quantity, because being of the nature you have, it can be very easy to just sample, and people are taken from you. But you have to understand, even in sex, there's things that are imprinted on to you that you carry with for the rest of your life. I think there was a scientific study that said that when, you know, when you have sex, there's, as a matter of fact, with even semen, there's things in semen, the DNA, that actually stays with you for the rest of your life. And then even spiritually, and I'm not even talking about sexually transmitted diseases, you know, to be careful of those and to protect yourself, but there's also spiritual things out there. So be yourself, okay? I'm not here to preach, don't do this, don't do that. Be yourself. Be honest with yourself. But in the same time, you have to protect yourself. You want that quality loving, not just, if they're not willing to do this, this, and that, and the other for you, then, like, on to the next. I don't got time for no weak sauce. I don't got time for no weak, unfulfilling orgasms. You should be, like, having lots of orgasms, you know. If he's not willing to even exercise your mind, and not just sex, your physically, but emotionally, spiritually, you know, and understand the need that you're, right now you're a bird, you can't be caged, you know, he has to be able to understand all of those aspects. So whether he's Travis, whether he's the other guy, whether he's Brian, or whether he's Dean, you know, it really, is, you know, just remember quality over quantity and understand that there are always consequences to every action that we have. There's always, for every action, there's a reaction. So as you're opening yourself up, just make sure that they're worthy of you. Okay? Just make sure you're worthy of you.
That really hit home. Thank you.
And I'm saying it because I wish you remind me. I'm looking at you, and you remind me of myself. And those are things that I had to kind of, you know, learn. I got pulled into relationships when really I wasn't supposed to be a relationship. And I'm not even talking about the penetration part. There are guys that you just like to hang with, you know, just to kind of hang with and get that masculine energy. And sometimes you get pulled into relationships. So you have to be strict. You have to be a freaking goddess in your world, okay? And it's almost as if you have to be, on the outward, what appears to be mean a little bit. But the right type of mature person that's for you, they're going to understand the type of creature you are. So they're not going to argue with your criteria. Like, okay, here's a criteria to have this time with me. Here's a slot in my schedule. You want to get in that slot? Is a criteria because they understand who you are. They're already kind of made for you. There won't be any argument. Anybody to come in there to try to tie you down. And again, in the future, there is going to be someone for you. But as of right now, you're learning. And I'm total agreement. I'm just expounding from a woman's perspective and understanding where you're at on what Supreme was saying. But sometimes Supreme talks, and it's like I can see inside of his head. So I just wanted to, sorry, Supreme, I kind of interjected, but it's like I wanted to translate to her what I was hearing from you, Supreme, okay? So you can go ahead. You hear?
Okay. Hello? Yes. Okay. Yes.
Supreme?
Yes.
Here. I'll see if he has something to say. You there, Supreme?
Was that his sister?
Yes, that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you take care of that young one, and
have fun.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem.
I want to say, I heard what you were seeing. And I just wanted to translate it to her. So I apologize for jumping in as I did.
Oh, don't worry about it. That's what women do. You know? You gotta see and magnify it, you know.
Yeah.
Make it more than what it was, a mother.
It was all you.
Magnify it and makes it more than what it is. So the little seed turns into a child, and then you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that we get to encourage people. That makes me. That's what this is all about. You know, it makes me feel good that I can encourage somebody to really just be themselves and to navigate this life and have confidence.
Right. All right. Well, it appears that's all of the calls that we'll be having for the night. Cut this short. So
we're going to do it again soon, though, correct?
Excuse me?
We're going to do it again soon, though, correct, with more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right, everyone. Y'all have a gracious night, and thanks again for all participating.
And Supreme, thank you for giving us all this platform to grow and to learn.
Yeah. I'm with you.